superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And if Calvin Johnson winds up being the first ballot Hall of Famer, which he did, who's the guy who threw him all those footballs?
Live from Los Angeles, home of Super Bowl 56. Earlier on the show, ESPN broadcasting legend Chris Berman, Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders, Pro Football Hall of Famer Troy Aikman, still to come, Pro Football Hall of Famer Charles Woodson, plus Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Number three of the Rich Eisen Show here on Peacock. We just showed the show open, and my guest Charles Woodson likes seeing the young Rich. Or, you know what, it's just a different time. It's a different time.
Hair a little darker, you know.
Hair. Yeah. Good to see Chris Brockman, Mike Del Tufo in their spots. We've got TJ Jefferson in his spot. He's already playing with the old America house money with Troy Aikman having shown up here. And then James Harden is now a Philadelphia 76er, and Dak Prescott's about to join us in studio.
Great,
but
day
not
to be
before
me.
We have another chat with our Pro Football Hall of Fame friend, courtesy of Knock on the Door, Ford Hall of Fans, as well as the 8th annual culinary kickoff, our friend from Fox, as well as the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Charles Woodson. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you as well.
Hey, let's just jump into this. The doc you and Brady did with NFL Films on ESPN about the Tuck Rule is one of the best football documentaries I've ever seen. It is that good.
Wow. Wow.
Well, not only because it's so well done, NFL Films doing their thing,
yeah,
but it's you sitting down with Tom Brady, going over one of the most famous plays in the history of the NFL playoffs, and it's real talk between the two of you guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah, it was. And it's funny because over the years, I've had so many people that have walked up to me and said, hey, man, have you and Tom ever talked about that play? And it's like, no, like, really, why would we? You know, the play happened. It's not as if Tom made the call. Mm-hmm. He was just part of the play. So there's really no reason to talk to him and be like, hey, Tom, man, you made the wrong call. He didn't make it. But as time went on, you know, we both got approached, you know, NFL Films, let's talk about the play. And he was in, I was in, and we sat down, man, and we had a lot of fun, you know, talking about it. But what I will say is, mm-hmm, I tweeted this the other day, is that I'm not a lawyer, but I do have my doctorate of laws from the University of Michigan.
Yes.
I won the case. Hey, you guys watched it. Did you hear him?
Well,
fumble.
That's
now, it slipped out of him, but
the wrong guy asked there.
That was the truth spilling out of him.
So, again, your position is, even with the rule being what it was, you still think it's a fumble or what? Because the rule at the time made it clear that if you are bringing the ball down in the process of bringing it down and the ball comes loose, that's considered an incomplete pass, which is absurd because, as I was saying for years, and Mike Pereira, the head of NFL refs at the time, was countering that it removes the gray area from whether it's a pass or not. I'm like, actually, you're creating the gray area.
Right.
That there's no more of a clear indication I do not intend to throw than by tucking the football. That, so the immediate process of tucking makes you a runner, and that should be a fumble.
100%.
That's it. End of story. And this entire documentary is the gray area. And
right,
two greats involved in an all-time play is just, you're arguing gray area. And I'm just thinking to myself, my kids, when they grow up and see this stuff,
right,
they'll be like, wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah, what
they'll
are you
be
talking
like,
about?
What are you talking about?
And the way they always start the argument is that his arm was going forward. Well, at which point his arm's not going forward, it's no longer a pass or an attempt to pass. If you're attempting to tuck the ball back under, even if you don't get it all the way back to the body, and like I explained in a documentary, I said, Tom, once you got the ball here, you've never thrown the ball downfield down here.
Right.
You're bringing that ball back. It doesn't matter what happened beforehand. It's a fumble. Like, that just is what it is. And so everybody, oh, well, that was the rule. And, you know, yeah, maybe it was a fumble, but that was the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I don't care about a rule. You ever heard of rules were meant to be broken?
Uh-huh.
There's no argument for bringing the ball back, slapping it out, fumble, it's over.
But then you guys are like going at it about, you know, Tom brought it with, it never hit his second hand, you know, and if it had touched his second hand, then obviously now he becomes a runner and he wouldn't have been able to get out.
So he made up his own rule. So if both of your hands touched the ball, that constitutes as a fumble.
So when it was all over and the shoot was over, how did it end between the two of you, you know?
You know, I gave him a bottle of whiskey and he was on his way. I was on my way. That was it.
What did you think when Tom walked out and he was wearing the Super Bowl ring from that year?
That was harsh. That was harsh.
Knife to the stomach.
You know, just right in the face, you know, like a little knife in the gut. You know, it's like, man, it's like the song. It's supposed to be me. It's supposed to be me.
Did you know he was bringing a Super Bowl ring that day? Did you know that?
No, I did not.
And you know, do you know how many people think it was Brady's house that you shot this in? It was not his house, correct, that you shot this in?
Oh, it was not. It was not. I think we saved him, though, because if that was his house, you'd probably have people riding by, spray paint tuck rule on his house. We don't want that. We don't want that, Rich.
Who won the pool game? Did Brady end up beating you?
I got crushed.
Oh,
yeah. I was caught up in the moment,
didn't
you know.
See that coming.
Yeah,
he was in your head.
He was in my head. He got in my head. I was trying to explain what would happen if it went the other way, right. And I'm trying to shoot. Yeah, he got me.
Well, the two parts of this documentary that really, one I didn't know. Well, all of them I didn't realize, and then one I didn't know. The one I didn't know is Eric Allen, your teammate, and the play before the tuck, and the play before. Brady's running out of bounds. Mm-hmm. And Eric Allen saw Charlie Weiss, the OC, go up to Tom and basically, you know, have an opportunity with his young quarterback to physically face-to-face tell him what we're going to do next.
Yeah.
And Eric hid behind the he hid behind the official and heard what the next play call was going to be.
So just kind of just inconspicuously, he's standing on their sideline. Yeah. And so what's interesting is that when he came to the huddle, he was like explaining what they were going to do.
Right.
But we were like, how do you know that, right? Hey, this is what the team's going to do. And we're like, really? Okay. So the way they lined up, it was set up for that. Because, you know, it was 3-by-1, single receiver side. Mm-hmm. And it's like, damn, he's going to try to throw it. And EA's going to pick it. And so that's the thing that gave me time to get there, and that's what made him bring the ball back down. That's what caused the fumble.
So he brings the ball back down because he sees if I let it go, it's a pick.
It was a pick off.
But the fact that he saw that and that option was taken away immediately allowed you the time to get to him.
That's it.
100%. And so he told this to you in the huddle, and you called that defense specifically based on his information?
No. We the play, they called the play. It was a blitz on.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, lining up the way I did, I tried to line up as wide as I could, you know, just to make it seem like I'm lined up over the receiver. I have the receiver as man-to-man. Just kind of get out of his purview. And play snap, I'm coming from out wide.
Mm-hmm.
So he, you know, brings the ball back down. I'm there. I got time to get there because EA's sitting there waiting for this ball to release out of his hand. So if he throws the ball, EA's going 60 yards the other way.
And the other thing I didn't realize is you hit him in the head. And then Brady, when the ball was out,
he kicked
tripped.
He kicked him right in the...
Right. Who did he trip?
It was Beekert.
He tripped Beekert trying to go recover.
Yeah, yeah.
Who ended up recovering, right?
Beekert recovered it, yeah.
Actually got it, yeah.
Yeah.
And so...
So basically it's 2-1.
What's the other one?
What's the initial fumble? That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was well done.
It was.
It was a lot of fun.
And it was great.
Yeah.
So
I wasn't expecting some of the names to pop. I mean, Walt Coleman, the actual referee from the game in the documentary, he was great.
There's no intent in the rule. I'm so thankful this thing's out of the rule book. It's just such a dumb conversation. Was he bringing it down? Was he not? Just the act of going from here, doing this, regardless if it's forward or not, is a clear indication. I no longer intend to throw. And that's what I was telling Pereira for all those years. And guess what happened? They took the rule out. You're welcome.
You know what, Rich?
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm a factor. That's all I'm trying to say, Charles.
You're a force.
I'm a force. With which to be reckoned.
That's right.
Okay, let's talk about what's the knock on the door for Hall of Fame fans that you're going to be part of right here. Fans have a chance to be repped in the Hall of Fame?
In the Hall of Fame, man. Just like all of the legends of the game.
Okay.
They'll have a display in Canton. And every year you have fans that are nominated, and you know what? They get a knock.
From you?
Somebody gets a knock.
You do the knocking?
They get a knock, I'll let you know, hey, you're in the Ford Hall of Fans.
Wow.
How cool is that for the fans?
There you go.
That's awesome.
You get the knock.
Yeah.
And then at the Porsche Experience Center in Carson, California, you, your founding partner of the annual culinary kickoff that's going down tonight. It's always a great event. The food is amazing. The wine that you pour is amazing.
Great wine and food experience. Raises a lot of money for culinary students. Michael Mina, Charlie Palmer, who are the headline chefs. They always bring in local chefs, whatever city that we're in. Chrissy DeLio from the DeLio Group, you know, puts this. She started this years ago, her, Marshall Falk, and I was kind of, you know, brought in, you know, to tag along.
Well, somebody
and,
needed, we needed the wine, Charles.
Got to bring some wine. Got to bring the great wine, man. Little Intercept wine now. So it's a great event. It's been going on the last 8 years, and it's one of the best events, I think, that I attend during Super Bowl week.
And it's awesome. And, you know, whenever I can make it, that I love being there, and it's a great event. Who do you think wins this game? What do you got for me on Sunday?
I like the Rams.
Why?
I like the Rams. I like the Rams really for because of one player. I just have the utmost respect.
99 or 5?
It's 99.
Okay.
99 is, when you look at this Bengals team and the thing that they struggle with, of course, it's defensive line play, being able to get to them. We know what happened in Tennessee. They were able to get to them a bunch of times. But Aaron Donald is just a different deal. He can take this game over. And I think that if he can get to Joe Burrow multiple times, which I think that he will, I think that'll be the thing that'll get to Joe Burrow. Like, I think that magic will run out in terms of taking the beating that he's taken and continuing to just make plays down the field. And then, of course, the rest of the guys along with him, you know, Leonard Floyd, Von Miller has played lights out in the playoffs. Jalen and those guys, and how about Eric Weddle, a veteran in the backfield?
How amazing is that, going from the couch to the Super Bowl?
It's amazing.
Couch
to the Super Bowl and actually getting minutes. Like, we all thought maybe he'd get, you know, 10, 15 plays. No, he's playing the whole game.
He won't be taken off.
Yeah.
Like,
No. So I like it because of the defensive side of the ball, and in particular, Aaron Donald and what I think the disruption they'll cause on that offense.
Yeah, the sense is he's going to hit Burrow so many times, one of his nines is going to wind up next to one of Burrow's.
Wow.
That's the general sense of this thing right now. Do you like that one?
I would like that.
Take that to the culinary dinner. Take that one. Say, hey, I got an idea. That is what I'm going to say.
A little magic trick out there.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
One of his nines is going to come off and just get right on next to his.
That.
That's the idea for that sort of thing. But and then Odell, what he's doing too for the Rams.
Yeah, happy for Odell. Happy for Matthew Stafford. You know, I've played, you know, against Matthew Stafford. Always had a lot of respect for him. He's a tough quarterback, gifted, you know, arm throwing wise. And you know what? You come out of, you know, Detroit. Detroit's had two of the all-time greats that left the team early after 10 years. Calvin Johnson, Barry Sanders. So it wasn't all on Matthew Stafford. Like, they have some other things organizationally that they have to, you know, fix and right. And here he comes into the Rams, his first year there during the Super Bowl, because he is a good quarterback. And then Odell, he's just proven that he's still one of the best receivers in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's taken a hit, you know, in terms of media-wise, what he is and what he isn't. But this guy is a world-class, you know, wide receiver. And if he gets the matchups,
mm-hmm.
they're paying attention to Cooper Kupp, and he's on the outside by himself. They don't have anybody on the outside that can play with Odell, I don't believe. So put all the attention on Kupp. Odell should have a good game.
Okay. Before I let you go, what happened at Michigan in the last month? What happened? Do we know?
I have no idea what happened, but it was the weirdest week of football that I've ever witnessed at Michigan. You know, the coaches interviewing, national signing day or whatever,
mm-hmm.
goes to interview for another job. He comes back. Nope. I'm never looking at the NFL again. I want to coach Michigan. And then the offensive coordinator leaves. And then he writes a nasty little letter. I'm not respected here. And he's going to Miami for the same position. It's like, what are we doing? You know, so I'm clueless to how that all worked out. But you know what? Still had a good class of recruits.
Seems like it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hey, man, you just got to bring guys in that know how to coach.
Yeah, I know. And if there's anybody who could put this toothpaste, you know, the amazing blue toothpaste back in the tube, it's our guy Jim Harbaugh. That I believe, but you know, I imagine he's going to deal with at least a year or two of coaches who are, you know, coming next in the living room saying who was just here, is that the guy who, you know, went and talked to Minnesota?
Right.
We're not doing that,
right?
Even though they might then turn around the next day and actually do that, you know what I'm saying?
But well, I think he tried to clear it up by saying, you know what, I'm done looking at the NFL. So now, you know, you go into,
right.
you know, a parent's or the kid's home, you're saying, I'm done with the NFL. I'm going to be here for your son. So let's hope that's the truth.
How great would it be if they beat Ohio State again next year? Like, because, you know, all Ohio State fans, you must see them all the time. You must know them. You must run into them. You must hear from them. They all think last year was a fluke. Jim just screwed it all up because he went and talked and had just lost these coordinators, and we're all in disarray.
Right.
Go back in there in the horseshoe and do it for a second straight time. Honestly, I don't know how they would be able to handle that.
Well, I know how I would be able to handle it. I'd handle it very well, Rich.
Oh, by the way, I was living my best life here. Honestly,
it felt good, didn't it?
Oh, God.
Carl, you have no idea how much trash this guy was talking.
Oh, it was great.
So
the entire show, I bet. The entire show.
Charles, like a
For
month.
Months.
A
month.
There was a Rich Eisen who had never existed before. Rich, who had his own TV show and had Michigan beat Ohio State and had Ohio State become a basketball school Notre Dame become a stepping stone.
Because they beat Duke in basketball. The Buckeyes, 3 days later, I congratulated them on being a basketball school. It's great.
Notre Dame's
guy left. Notre Dame is clearly a stepping stone job. I was just, oh God.
It was the best Rich Eisen ever.
Oh, it was great.
Hey, man, when you have your time to shine, man, you got to let it.
Thank you.
You got to let it go. Shine.
Charles, he was saying it with his chest for like a month straight.
This little heart of mine.
I'm going to let it shine.
I love it.
Oh my God.
Hey, yes. Go blue, baby.
Go blue to you.
Go blue.
Charles Woodson here on the Rich Eisen Show. Great to see you. Interceptwines.com. Is that where you can go to see
CW Intercept Wines.
Very good. Very good. For your
WoodsonWhiskey.com.
There you go.
Is the other.
Oh, this man, you know
Check
exactly how to roll. At Charles Woodson on Twitter and Instagram as well, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Dak, when we come back. That rhymed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Dak Prescott is here. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're here on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network. And joining us here in person is none other than the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, courtesy of Sleep Number, Dak Prescott. What's up?
What's up? Yeah, great to see you.
When did you get into town?
I got in yesterday.
Okay.
I got in yesterday, dinner with the group, and then here today, start the day off okay. with a little Nationwide, and now the best part, to see you.
Okay, very good. I appreciate you saying that. Now, for those on the radio, you're wearing a Dallas hat, but it's upside down.
It is upside down. True Brand. It's actually one of my teammates, Ben DiNucci's brand. He took the... Took the dials, took the D's, flipped them upside down, and he's doing pretty well with it.
Okay, I'm just wondering is there any I guess message that's being sent or anything like that? It's just turning it upside down, or is it?
You would have to ask
Ben DiNucci.
Yeah, Ben.
It's like a Kyler Murray situation. Should we read into this?
I don't know. Do you see how everybody?
No, we shouldn't read into this. We shouldn't read into this. There's enough to that. No.
Shut that down, Chris.
Yeah, immediately.
Just shut it down, sir. Shut it down. How often have you been thinking about the way the season ended, Dak? How often do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, nonstop, honestly, multiple times a day.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. It was tough. I mean, just expecting to go so much further, to have your season be a lot more than it was, and then just for it to end so sudden, and especially in the way that it did. I mean, it's a tough one to swallow. There's certain moments and games and things that I think will stick with players or people for a long time in their career, and I think this game was one of them.
No kidding. For your career is what you're
thinking.
This
was a team that was – I mean, we had everything, right? I mean, it was – we thought we were headed in the right direction to do everything that we needed to do to go get a win, and we didn't. And the way, as I said, the way that it ended, it's just one of those that stick to you, those moments that – an opportunity that you'll think about for a long time, that did you let it pass? So
what in particular do you think of about the ending that you're like, okay, I wish I'd slid sooner or something like that? Or how do you play it back in your mind?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I say this, I mean, I think I'm more so just saying the whole season, the fact that the season ended more than that last play. But yeah, the last play, I mean, in retrograde, I can say I should have went down a second earlier, but in my timing and everything, I thought it was right, but you have to prepare for human error in that sense of whether the ball to be moved or whether two guys running at each other, and I'll do that now, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because I'm bringing it up,
yeah.
I guess, you know, because it you know, and as you pointed out, like everything seemed to be set up. Because, you know, it feels like a million years ago. I mean, Brady's already retired. And but the season opener that night in Tampa, and you know, everyone's wondering how you were gonna look, and you came out, you threw 400 yards and the whole thing, and right away I thought, okay, I'm not concerned about your leg. Did you at all, or was that the end of it? That was the end of last year, page turned week one, or there was nothing to go on that one?
Yeah, no, that was for sure the end of it. I mean, obviously, just so much rehab and everything that you put in to make sure that you get back healthy for training camp, and then I was able to do that, and then I had the shoulder deal, the lat, happened in training camp, so then missing more time that just was trying to get to the season healthy and get going, and then when I was able to do that in the first game, that was the test, and that was, as you say, burying the injury. That was, okay, this is behind me. I went out there, I performed the way that I planned to, the way that I expected to. All the hard work, everything that I've put into this is going to pay off. And then yeah, buried the injury and moved forward.
But then the one that you suffered in New England that did, in fact, sit you for a game, did that linger longer than what was let on?
I mean, obviously went on for a couple of weeks. Going on to that bye week, I was able to rest it then, missed the next week out in Minnesota. But I wouldn't say that it lingered as long as people gave me the excuse of it. I went through a period in the time right there in the season, just didn't play my best ball, and people try to say it was the calf, and the calf got better. I did everything that I needed to do for it to heal.
Dak Prescott here on the Rich Eisen Show. What do you make of the Super Bowl matchup? What do you think?
It's an exciting one. I mean, obviously the Bills, who come I almost want to say coming out of nowhere, but that wouldn't be fair to say if they've had a solid season all year long, and then the Rams, who have invested so much into this team, and
right.
Yeah, it'll be great. I mean, Joe Burrow's, he's hot. Also up for comeback player of the year. Credit to him and just everything that he's done, just his game. And then a guy like Matt Stafford, who's been through it all and finally getting his opportunity. And I'm excited for the matchup.
Well, I remember you came into the league and the manner in which you came into the league and not being expected at all to do what you did, right, and how well you performed in your first year. Seeing Burrow do what he's doing, what is the challenge? Like, what do you think he's been dealing with that he has aced in a way that you were able to show everybody that you could take on that challenge the way you did?
Yeah, just the speed of the game. I mean, I think that's everybody when you wonder about a rookie quarterback or a young quarterback coming into the NFL, and will he have success, is can he do it at the speed of the game? And Joe's shown that. I mean, just from the way he finished at LSU, just to come in, the rookie year he was having before getting hurt, to now leading his team to the Super Bowl, he plays at – the game, he slows the game down to his pace, and I think that's what you have to do as a quarterback, is make people play to your level, and he's been doing that, and he's been on fire. He's been pretty impressive to watch.
Right. So you've played in this building. You beat the Chargers in this building. Walking into SoFi, it's like looking into VR goggles. I mean, what is it like for these guys to be playing in this building?
It's a great stadium. It's my second favorite place, only behind AT&T, and I just think I think it's beautiful. I love the wraparound scoreboard or whatever you say. I like the fact that it's open, but it's got the top on it. It's great. Okay. Great venue.
Is that why you're saying that? Because it was kind of a home game for you too out here? You saying that as well?
A little bit. I mean, yeah, not many places that the Cowboys don't go that you can't somewhat say it's a home game.
I mean, the number of Cowboy fans that were in the building that day is off the charts.
Yeah, it was fun.
It is like that. Is there an issue with playing at home? It seems like you guys play crisper on the road. Is there something to that at all? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. Thinking
it's all right.
Yeah, no.
No, I mean, like it does seem like when you guys are on the road that you're it's a much crisper game. That I don't know if it's the building or anything like that or nothing.
Yeah, nothing. I can't give you any correlation.
Well, I'm sure because you're getting a great night's sleep on your sleep number bed at home. I'm sure.
Exactly right. When you sleep in that sleep number bed before the home games, you know it's okay.
What's your sleep number?
My sleep number is a 60.
You know what, Dak? I knew I liked you.
Are you the same?
Yes.
There we go.
I am. Yes.
It's perfect. It's just right. Just right.
That's
yeah. Just enough give. But,
absolutely right.
Yeah. In the same sense.
Yeah. My wife's is 70. Just the 10 numbers apart, but it's the world of difference.
Do you have the split in the bed?
What do you mean?
The bed that splits? I mean, do you get over there at 70? Obviously, right? If it's makes sense.
No, there's no like actual split in the bed, thank God. But no, like yeah, I've got the whole thing going on.
Oh, you've got to get the one with the split so y'all can raise the top up.
Okay,
you can
It's been a while since I've talked sleep number on this program, and I'm not just saying that as a passive aggressive thing to the folks who are actually sitting here with you. But if there's any advent that I need to know, it'll be fantastic.
I know some people. We can.
Clearly, I think they're sitting right over there. But 60, this is amazing. Yeah. All right. We're simpatico when it comes to that. Dak Prescott here on the Rich Eisen Show. So what do you make of Jerry Jones, by the way? That's a great way to start the sentence. What do you make of Jerry Jones saying that Dan Quinn is head coaching material? And did you hear that?
I didn't hear that. No, I didn't.
He did.
I didn't.
That Dan Quinn coming back, he's a head coaching material, and Sean Payton was that once back in the day, and Jason Garrett was once that back in the day, and Dan Quinn's like that. And when brought up to him, like, hey, what do you think your current head coach thinks about that? He's like, well, Mike is my head coach. He's my guy. Yeah. But he knows that someday he won't be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys anymore. What do you make of something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obvious. I mean, obviously, Coach won't be coaching us for forever, but Coach McCarthy has done a great job just with the culture of this team. So,
what has he done? Like, what's been different on that front?
Yeah, I mean, just the culture, just our messaging, just the way, just our brotherhood and our locker room. I've never been a part of a team where there was, on offense and defense, it was the same. You would have thought a defensive end was in the same position group as a receiver, just from how close and the camaraderie of the group. And I credit Coach for just investing so much into that, and just in the timing and in the planning and everything that we do in our scheduling to make sure that we're as close-knit of a team as we need to be. And in the same sense, the coaches are that as well. So I say that as Coach McCarthy knows exactly the kind of coach Dan Quinn is. We all do as players, and even us on offense, we know his impact. We know how great of a leader he is. And I mean, he's a coach that took his team to a Super Bowl. So, I mean, I think it's a no-brainer in that he's a head coach material. But right now, obviously, we're all following McCarthy.
Yeah, I know. And I've heard, though, that Quinn and McCarthy are, like, actually really tight.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that they're, you know.
For
and
sure.
That, and I know you, again, for the radio audience, you're looking at me like I'm a little crazy. But from the outside, it's like, you know, Quinn's here. He was looking for another job. He's coming back. McCarthy, the season didn't end the way it is. And Jerry saying stuff like this, that they might actually be thinking the knives are out for each other. But I've been told it's the exact opposite between the two of them.
Yeah, I would say the exact opposite. Just those are two men that have a lot of respect for one another. They take a lot of pride in their job, and they have a great working relationship. So I can guarantee you that their ears aren't anywhere outside of the building or what's most important.
Well, you strike me as also a positive guy, though, Dak. You know?
Say again?
You strike me as a positive guy.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm make sure that we're not, you know, as you said, the knives are out between our head coach and our DC. That's so false.
Okay.
So false.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what pisses you off? What actually pisses you off? People cutting you off in traffic? I mean, like, I'm just throwing it open to anything, like literally, because you're such a positive guy. And I'm a very positive guy, too, and I know I'm asking you a negative question.
There's some things that piss me off, for sure.
Like, what is that? What is it?
Eagles fans.
I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't say Eagles fans.
Oh, that's my bad.
They don't piss me off.
Excuse me. Don't get in his helmet.
Stop it.
What is it?
Let me see. Something that pisses me off.
Yeah. Is anything the other day or anything happens or what? What upsets you?
You know, that's a great question. I think it depends on my mood. How maybe agitated I am or less agitated, but I think a good one just to.
What is it?
Is almost just as you said, people talking and assuming they know the locker room or that relationship, or assuming they know me. Mm-hmm. I'd say assuming, yeah, because you know what you do when you assume, right?
It makes you know. Well, actually, do you have the Michael Irvin drop that he used the other day?
Michael.
Well, I'm going to play off it. That Michael said this about the Dallas Cowboys practicing and the last LA Super Bowl here, and he had the best practice ever. And this is after that practice, he knew what they were going to do to the Buffalo Bills. Hit it.
We going to spank that ass
out of you and me.
That's it. Okay? There you go. Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
That's our new favorite drop on the show. And again, I'm a host on live television with Michael Irvin, and sometimes what's out of his mouth, I'm like, I have no idea what I'm going to handle this sort of thing. So I just kind of go with the flow. But it doesn't piss me off. Slow drivers piss me off. Are you, when somebody drive, again, Dak Prescott, you're driving, somebody slow, do you look at the driver that's slow just so you could get a see of what they look like?
I do, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You definitely have to. I just want to get inside the whole, okay, so you do that. So we got our sleep number settings the same. That's the same. I don't know what else might be possibly the same. What do you think?
Pineapple on pizza?
Pineapple.
No.
That pisses me off. That's out too. Oh gosh. How about this? When you fumble through the end zone, the ball goes back to the defense. What do you think? Have you ever fumbled through the end zone?
Is no. Okay. Knock on wood.
I know that. Yeah. I don't mean to put that thought in your head. I'm sorry, TJ. I didn't mean to put that thought in his head.
Put that on him.
That pisses me off so bad.
What do you think? It should just go right back to where he fumbled it?
Here we go. No. What it should be, a reverse touchback. You get it. It's down in distance. Same down in distance, but from the 20-yard line. Reverse touchback. So it's first and goal from the 8, right?
Yeah.
You're going in. You're trying. Dak Prescott, you were trying to score because that's what you do as a Dallas Cowboys quarterback. You're expected to score. You're expected to win. You go for the, you leap for the end zone ball comes out or what have you, and it goes through the end zone, defense that you have just beaten up for, say, 10 plays, yeah, right?
They don't get rewarded.
Yeah. What's up with that? So you get the ball back on your own 20-yard line. What do you think about that one?
I like that.
Very good.
Yeah.
Do you think the overtime rules should change?
Yeah, I think it has to in the sense. I think it's an okay rule. I mean, I'm a big tradition guy, right? It's been what it is. We don't have to be the same as college, right? NFL's NFL, college is college. It's mm-hmm. a team game. Trust your defense to make a play. But after not seeing Josh Allen get the ball in his hand, happened years ago where Mahomes didn't get the ball in his hand, I think it's tough. I think you've got to give the offense a chance regardless.
How about this one? Here's our fix. That the opening coin toss of the game, if you win it and mm-hmm. you elect to start on offense, you start in the first quarter and you start in overtime if it goes. And if you defer, then you get it, obviously, after halftime, which so many teams want to do these days.
Yep.
But you then give the ball to the team, your opponent to start the game, but you also overtime. Give it to them. So you know in advance who's got the ball first. It's not a coin flip. And then you play a full quarter.
Yeah.
And you play a full quarter.
You play the quarter out regardless.
Yeah. That's what you do.
I like that. That's not bad.
That means you're going to get the ball. Because if you say to somebody, hey, you're going to get to touch it second, right? Yeah. You're not going to want to start overtime with the ball yourself, right? You're going to want to know if you've got to go score a touchdown. See what
I'm
saying?
But if the quarter's not over, I mean, I can get two possessions regardless, right?
Now that's a strategy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go. We fixed it.
Yeah.
You're
something
welcome.
To talk about.
Here you go. You go run tell that. You've got power in the league. So Sleep Number, tell me more about what you're doing with them.
Yeah, I mean, been partner Sleep Number for going on five years
wow,
now.
Wow, that's some great sleep for five years.
Yeah, so okay. Amazing sleep for 5 years. Obviously calculating and keeping up my information, so it's proven quality sleep. But not only that, just taking the next step and trying to find my competitive edge within the sleep. And great people at Sleep Number have given me a resource, and Dr. Peter Polos, who from everything of your heart rate, maybe you're wondering why you're waking up in and out of sleep, can be a resource to help me. So now they've helped me with that, given me that competitive edge. And just obviously just the recovery, the bed has been great for me. Just after going through the injury and going through the off season and not being able to go and see numbers and stats, but going and getting my workout in and getting my rehab in and feeling the improvement and feeling the recovery time and time again. I'm blessed to be a partner of Sleep Number, and they should take a lot of pride in my success.
Well, congratulations on your success. So just to wrap up, don't assume, right? Don't assume.
That's exactly right.
Don't assume
right.
around you.
Yep.
And because everything's copacetic, right? Everything's good.
Always.
In Dallas. You're going back in there, and you'll be in the Super Bowl next year,
yep.
right?
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
There you go. So tweet that out. At Dak, right?
Dak predicts Super Bowl right? championship.
There you go.
Yeah. You still have like the underscore on Instagram though, right? Don't you?
No, I think I'm just at we on Instagram. Yeah, on Instagram I've got the underscore. I like the underscore.
What do you mean?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
You don't have it? You're just at Rich?
No, I'm at Rich Eisen because I would never want somebody, well, first of all, I don't have to say like a name like Dak where you could just go by your first name and people know what you're talking about. But, I mean, I wouldn't want some other Dakota or Dak out there going by at Dak.
That's
you know?
True.
That's what I was just saying. Get rid of the underscore.
Yeah, I think I checked it out. It's definitely not a Dakota or somebody like
that's
that.
That's what it says. Just who's running around with your handle?
Yeah, I've got to go.
I don't know. Well,
team, let's get on it.
That person, at Dak. See, first of all, if at Dak removes all of the Dallas Cowboys all from right. that person's Instagram page and they'll assume it's you,
yeah,
that's a problem,
be, yeah,
right?
That's true.
You say, don't
that's
forget
true.
The underscore.
Just confirming, though, you do follow the Cowboys on Instagram,
I do
correct?
Follow the Cowboys.
Okay, you have an
and no one else.
Got it.
Okay, that's okay, it? Yeah. And all of your Cowboys right. photographs
your
are on Instagram.
They will stay there.
Okay. Very good. Good.
It's good to hear.
Run, tell that. at Dak on Twitter, at Dak underscore for Dak on Instagram. See, that's a mouthful.
Sorry.
All right. It's okay. All's good. All's good. Thanks for coming on, Dak. Always
thanks
appreciate it.
Me.
You bet. That's Dak Prescott here on the Rich Eisen Show. Your phone calls and more to wrap things up. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least The partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, NetSuite by Oracle is a sponsor of the Rich Eisen Show. If you want to upgrade, go to netsuite.com/rich right now. Good stuff, everybody. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Some good folks have been hanging on for a long time. Steven Long Island here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Steve?
Long.
Rich!
Hey! Oh,
Steve! Hey, what's going on? They took your trophy away. Yes. Can't see your reflection anymore.
I know.
But whatever. Hey, listen. TJ.
Yes, sir.
TJ, this is your day. I don't care what any of you say.
It really is.
Your Harden, your Dallas Cowboy. I think February 10th, every year, you should have someone on.
A day of remembrance.
Or whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Where I dedicate this day to TJ Jefferson. I love your sneakers, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
My gosh, anyway, what a day for TJ.
That trade, enormous. Love it. And Rich.
Yes, sir.
It's ironic that you've been talking about the sleep number beds.
Yes, sir.
Because according to Dion.
You know
what your sleep number is?
Don't say it.
What is it?
365 days,
according to
Dion.
Thank you, Steve.
Wow.
That's Steve in Long Island. What a contribution by Steve in Long Island.
Oh, God. We all thought that number was going to be different.
What a zero. That's my sleep
you
number.
You want to talk to that straight, too.
But
the one before 70?
Let's talk about Chrome Soft, shall we? When Callaway engineered Chrome Soft to be the best tour ball, it didn't just make the best players better. It's made everyone better, and I'm one of the everyone. And there's women golfers and first-time major winners and repeat major winners and club champions and business golfers and hackers like me. Chrome Soft family's got the best performance for every type of performance. I use a Chrome Soft, more distance and incredible forgiveness. I can even sense the difference. Anybody who's a little bit better, looking for more workability, there's Chrome Soft X. Tour level short game control. Chrome Soft XLS gives you a lower spin golf ball on longer shots, firmer feel, but still with the high spin around the greens that you need. Now every Chrome Soft is enhanced with precision technology, which uses design techniques and manufacturing specifications up to 1/1000th of an inch. This ensures they're the highest quality, most consistent, fastest golf balls possible. When you add it up, it's pretty simple. Chrome Soft is better for the best and better for everyone. Find out which Chrome Soft is right for you at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. Let's go back to the phone lines. Chris in Cincinnati. What's up, Chris? You there, Chris?
This is Eric. So
Oh my God!
I don't know. I mean,
sorry about that, Eric.
You know, Eric. honestly, like yesterday, you wrote down. It was a guy talking about the Titans, and you wrote down Vikings.
It's very garbled. Did I not ask you to repeat a couple times because I couldn't hear you?
I'm pretty sure you did, but even so, Eric and Chris are syllable different.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, you got a point.
He's not wrong.
He's definitely not wrong. He's like, regardless.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, Eric.
What's up, Eric?
It's all good. I'm glad you guys squeezed me in. I know it's hard to get in Super Bowl week, so I'm glad there's still a couple of seconds here for me.
Sure. What's up?
So a couple of days ago, you were saying if this team won, would they be the best team in Cincinnati history? And Brockman basically dismissed the Big Red Machine, saying no one remembers them. Well, does anyone remember the Doomsday Defense or the Steel Curtain? Those were teams in the 70s that won.
Mm-hmm.
That Reds team, as you know, still the last National League team to repeat as a World Series champion.
Mm.
And if you were to go to this small site called Baseball Reference, you would see that 76 team led the league in runs, hits, doubles, triples, homers, stolen bases, average,
on-base,
slugging, and total bases. Dude. So, Brockman, in the words of Jerry Jones, get your damn act together.
Yes! Chris or Eric, whoever you are.
Whatever your name is.
Whatever your name is.
Go Bengals. Oh.
Big Red Machine.
Dude.
Yeah, they were a monster.
They crushed my 7-year-old soul.
A whole decade.
76. George Foster is a name we didn't even mention either.
They were insane.
Monster.
He's George Foster.
Ken Griffey Sr.
And guess what? Joe Burrow wins Sunday. Immediate statue. Immediate legend. Immediately better than all those teams.
I
believe that.
He's just hot taking. Home team, visiting team, your fantasy team. No matter who you root for, we're all on the same team when it comes to COVID-19. BioNTech and Pfizer remind you to please consider getting vaccinated.
Okay, Rich. 8 minutes to go in the NBA trade deadline.
Yes, sir.
Porzingis.
Oh.
Out. Dallas shipping him to the Wizards for Spencer Dinwiddie and Davis Bertans.
See ya.
Dude.
Two guys I have on my fantasy team.
Back in the East. Porzingis. Back in the East. All the Knicks fans were like, oh, don't trade him. Don't trade him. Then he goes to the – I guess that lasted 2 seconds, Luka and Porzingis.
Not really long.
All right. Wizards are in the mix, huh?
Wizards are in the mix.
They lose Bradley Beal. They gain a Porzingis.
Nuts.
Here we go.
Come on, Lakers.
Seven more.
And the Lakers have done nothing, by the way.
Oh,
the Lakers
man.
Have done nothing.
Good. Stand pat.
Yeah.
I said that loud. Mike, I thought this was off.
Is your mic on?
Now, I know you're talking about Super Bowl week with hot takes and saying the Bengals would be the greatest Cincinnati team ever over the Big Red Machine, but if the Lakers do nothing today,
oh baby,
it'll be like the Rams are in the what?
Yeah.
In this town for 24 hours.
Yeah. Seven.
The Rams are in the who what? The Lakers just lost in Portland and LeBron clocked so hard at one point that he sat down. I think he thought it was the bench he was sitting down on, and he sat in a seat of a patron. Did you see that video last night?
I was watching the game.
And that is just the image of the year for the Lakers.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron is dazed and confused as to what the hell's happening.
They lost to a team gutting its roster.
I know. And they and the people who they gutted it for to fill out their roster now hadn't arrived yet.
Hadn't arrived yet. Not even playing.
The Lakers lost to that team.
Ridiculous.
And Russell Westbrook is talking... You know, like...
He's out. Didn't play last night.
Well, he's like, I don't know when I'm in. I don't know what the rotations are. You know, the coaches and the coaching staff, not our coaches and coaching staff. Like, you could hear, like, the language. If the Lakers do nothing, this town will be like, so what's here on Sunday and who's playing in it? And then the Rams will say, whose house is it? Our house. And then they go win the damn thing. We got one more day left. Woo. Tomorrow's show, Ron Rivera, Sean Payton in studio. Travis Kelce will be on the program as well as Trey Lance. I want to thank today's guests, Troy Aikman, Dak Prescott, Chris Berman, Deion Sanders, Charles Woodson on this program. All of them in studio except Deion and TJ Jefferson. I don't know what you're doing the rest of the day. I'd go play a lottery ticket of some sort.
Maybe I should just go home and hide now because something bad.
Whatever you do, though, don't drive slow in front of Dak Prescott.
Oh,
at
you
least,
can't do that.
I mean, at least he's an upbeat guy. He's all positive. At least he does stare down people who drive slowly when he passes by. Yeah, very good. Okay. This is Mike Del Tufo's way of passive-aggressively saying he's already seen the rehearsal.